Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Frugal's Jason Beetug talking about his cross-country grassroots social experiment on financial wellness. You won't want to miss this one, so check it out. So now, on the road trip part of it, when you stop from town to town, it's, what, 30 events, 30 locations, and 30 days is kind of the tagline here. And so what are you going to do when you get to these locations? Are you going to have, like, a big rock concert, or are you gonna have like meet up at Starbucks, or what's gonna go on here? How are you gonna get the what's gonna happen?
Great question. And it's gonna be different because I wanted to be able to get the unique culture and the lifestyle of each location, and so that was one of my purpose. And we're working with partners. So for instance, in majority of the locations, we're doing 4-hour events where it's part networking, and we're gonna have TED Talk style.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, seminar. So
nice.
15-20 minute conversations with local leaders on financial empowerment.
Yeah.
I'll be talking about my entrepreneurial journey as well as my money mindset seminar that we've done in a dozen locations, community groups and organizations. So we'll be incorporating that. So it is the focus is to engage with the attendees. And get as much content, whether it's through stories that we can share in our blog, videos, pictures. It's going to be a constant stream of photos, videos, and stories through all social media channels, as well as the blogosphere. Right on. Give you an idea, Gene D'Art Credit Union is one of our sponsors in Lowell, Massachusetts, and they are going all out. They've rented a country clubhouse outside of Lowell. They've invited the community. They've invited their members. It's an opportunity for them to say, hey, we are doing these things to reach this demographic. And what a better way to communicate this to the local media than saying we're part of this national campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just local, it's also national. In some locations, we're working with the Y or a college or university, and we're working with students. You'll see us at military installations. You'll see us at college stadiums. So it's going to be an awesome event in different locations. It'll be placed on Eventbrite, meetups. You'll most likely get a message from a credit union that you're a member of that's participating in this endeavor. But in addition to these events that we're having with our sponsor organizations, we will also have street level conversations. So if you're in any of the 30 locations that we're in, if you see this group of millennials wearing orange and holding cameras, that's us.
Nice.
We'll be asking questions about how do you envision your dream lifestyle, financial goals, and we'll be sharing that throughout the day. So every day is going to be about that particular location, that particular organization, and then the next day we're off to the next location.
Wow, what a logistics adventure you have partaken upon setting all this up. It's like kind of like a concert tour. My gosh, to set up and make contacts and get sponsors and all that type of stuff. That's quite an endeavor. You weren't kidding when you said epic.
Yes. That is my goal. I wanted to do something on the local level because local grassroots is extremely important in reaching out to this demographic of millennials and also making it into an event that we want to pay attention to. So, I mean, as I mentioned, like money conversations do happen, but usually when it's at the brink of some kind of a money catastrophe, and we want to change that. We want to say that you can be empowered if you use the right resources, you use the right tools. And so some of the other things that we'll be doing on this road trip, for instance, we'll be talking about money, financial dreams, financial goals as we go up on a hot air balloon and show the countryside. We'll be talking about money pitfalls and financial traps as we spelunk down a cave. We'll be doing hikes and having conversations. And it's something to definitely keep an eye out. As we spend one day in one location through the 30 days, and we'll be incorporating as I mentioned the local culture, the lifestyles of the places, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be entertaining and educational.
Entertaining and informative. Excellent. Yeah. So I mean, yeah. So like, I'm assuming like if you subscribe to Frugal or if you're a member, whatever. I mean, you'll be getting periodic updates and things like that of where you're going to be, how it's going, that type of stuff, or follow you on Facebook or follow you somewhere on social media, wherever you guys are going to be on social media. Yeah. I assume everywhere. So that's kind of a way to kind of keep pace with you guys, right?
Yes. Yeah. We'll be everywhere through social media, but you can visit. We have a microsite, and that's frugal.com. Yeah. frugal.com/road. And yeah, we have that funky spelling. So it is PHROOGAL.com/road. And that will be our portal site where you're able to access all the photos of and videos and recaps of the location. So that's the go-to place to find information, but you can follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. We'll also be doing live streaming on Meerkat and Periscope.
Oh, good for you. All right. Taking advantage of the new stuff.
Yeah. We're going to be doing a number of things. And throughout the month of May, not only you're giving me the opportunity to reach out to your audience, we'll be doing Reddit AMAs. We'll be doing a number of Google Hangouts with other organizations and partners to get the word out. So this is going to be, it's a huge effort. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that June 1st, everyone is talking about financial wellness. Everyone's talking about financial well-being, and it's going to be fun, exciting. And if you want to find us on any of the social channels, just look for us at Frugal, PHROOGAL. Again, trying to make sure that I spell that right.
I know, it's right on your shirt. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, Jason, man, this is such a, again, you weren't kidding when you said epic. This is really an epic event. I mean, or it's going to be an epic month for you. You're going to need a long vacation afterward, but it's going to be well worth it, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's I'm excited, and all our partners are excited. I just mentioned I will be taking a photo of myself starting on May 31st, and a photo on July 1st, and we want to see like what I look like
before and after.
Yeah, before and after. So like a little time lapse video we'll include just for fun.
Cool.
So we'll also be doing like behind the scenes outtakes to kind of get people interested in what's happening behind the scenes when we're not out on the road. Well, we're on the road, but not during an event or speaking with people. Again, that whole tie-in with our generation. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fun, epic. I do hope that there are locations that we are still looking for partners and organizations.
Okay.
So I do invite the credit union world to come check us out and reach out to us. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we'll help you get the word out. Definitely. We'll put all your contact information in the show notes and all the social media networks and sites and stuff you'll be on, and obviously your website so people can get in contact with you and keep up with you. So, and we would love to like and post your videos on CU Broadcast from time to time, just kind of for folks to keep up with as well, kind of, you know, spread the message too for you.
I would love that. Okay. I think I'm going to commit right now. Let's do something in the month of June where we do an update and live on the road.
Okay. Oh, even better. Yeah, I love it. Let's do it.
Awesome.
All right, Jason. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I'm sure you got tons more planning to do. My gosh, it's amazing. So again, thank you for being on the show, and well done on your efforts. And I love to see folks like you in the entrepreneurial startup world doing some really cool things with a purpose, you know, with a purpose in mind. And this certainly is the definition of that. So well done, sir.